Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Okay, so shout out to all the early birds, and this is a message for everyone listening to this show right now, because you are probably part of that crew, unless you're like rushing to the hospital because you had a really weird night or something like that. But you're probably up because you think early to bed, early to rise.
You're hysterical. Worst case scenario.
I'm just covering
my bases.
I'm just covering all the bases. Probably somebody with blood squirting out of their neck go, no, I'm going to the hospital right now.
Okay.
Oh, okay, you're probably going to work.
Uh-huh.
According to the new research, they're saying that only 1 in 300 of us are actually wired for that go to bed early, get up early cycle. 1 in 300. So many of us go, oh, I'm an early bird. I'm at this. I would say, Marilyn, you're probably in the 1 in 300. I just see how you roll. I've known you long enough now to say, like, this is just you. You get to bed like 7:30.
Yep.
You're up at like 3.
Well, not anymore. I'm up a little later because I'm thinking, okay, if I get a whole bunch of stuff done the night before, I'm okay.
Yeah.
So I get up a little bit before 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that's all right.
But even so, yeah. I just think you run at that tempo.
I have to. I think I've done it for so long, and I've done morning shows, not only this, but a couple before this, that you kind of get into that groove.
Yes.
But it sometimes it's like, but I want to go out and play.
Yeah.
Like you guys went out to the Epoch party last night. I know you all had fun.
We played last night.
I know you did. I'm like, all my friends are there. I'm like, yeah, you can't. You gotta go to bed.
I know. And people were asking for you, too.
Oh.
Like, yeah, Marilyn's sleeping.
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly what I said. She is knocked out.
Yeah.
But we played last night, Caitlin.
Yeah.
And now we're paying.
It's true. You really, like, even though I was still in bed, you know, kind of winding down at 10 o'clock, which isn't late in the world.
Oh.
In the world of morning show, that is so
that
late.
But peep this. Like, this is hard research here. Even if you think your body is cool and rested and that you're doing well at it, they said, undeniable fact, the body is not designed to go to bed at 8:30 p.m. and get up at 4:30 a.m. It's just unnatural for the body.
So what is the natural thing?
The natural thing is twilight, you're going to, you know, winding down. Once it becomes dark, that's when you go to sleep. And when the sun rises, when the sunbeams hit your eyelids, that's when you wake up.
I want to be a farmer.
I want to be a human.
There's a difference between waking up at 3 versus 4 o'clock. 3 is in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Mm. 4 is early morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah. So it also does a mind game with you, too.
Yeah.
And that's tough to do. And I want to know, I know you both are feeling well, you know, today, and you're on a high of how great that party was.
And caffeine.
Okay, and caffeine. But wait till tomorrow.
I was just going to say that.
I know.
And Marilyn, you and I have Shawn Mendes tomorrow night.
We sure do.
Yeah.
We sure do.
I'm going to bed at like 7 tonight.
Good for you.
I got stuff tonight, too. There's something at the Shangri-La tonight that I'm going to.
Yeah.
For me, and like, I'm going to be like... groggy.
Here's my messaging to everybody. Thanks for inviting me, but I can't go. It's a school night. Thanks for inviting me. I can't go.
It's a school.
Thank you for keeping to, you know, inviting me, because one day I'm going to surprise you and show up.
Wow.
But I know. But you got it's fun. You got to be a, you know.
And because
you are a morning man. You have to go out and learn about this, you know, this city
and this
TIFF.
Yeah, and the events. And I was talking with Caitlin yesterday. I get FOMO.
Yeah, I do too. I really do.
I was like, oh, am I going to miss the big.
Not me. I get JOMO.
you're proud
of missing out.
The joy of missing out.
Oh, yeah.
So, in just a moment of buzzkill, I want to remind you, you really think that you're just doing it and you're just so awesome at doing this early morning schedule? You're not wired for this. We're just doing it because we have to.
I see a California girl or a Cali girl.
She smells like the ocean.
Or spray tan, because, okay. You know, you can't come back from California.
Welcome
pale.
Back, Liz Trotner.
Yay! Oh, my gosh. You guys have no idea. When this got added to my schedule, it was the happiest day. I was like, yes, it's Chum. I'm so happy to see my family.
Oh,
so thank you,
back.
Guys.
Oh, listen, I'm happy to have you back. So you are a correspondent for eTalk. Based in LA.
Yes. And it is not a bad life, guys. There is something, I was just talking about this with somebody. There's something to be said about the weather there, how it's beautiful all the time. I crave the seasons.
Do you?
I'm having this moment. We had a gray day the other day, and I was like, it's gray out.
You loved it.
And I was very excited about
crazy.
It. Like, in the winter, we actually do get rains there.
Right.
And people are like, this California, you shouldn't have rains. However, it's actually really nice for me because I'm a winter baby. I was born in January, so I actually do miss it. It's like seasonal depression in the reverse, though. It's like too nice.
When I was living in Miami, I would forget what month it was because there was no like real season to... I would forget when I did things. I'd be like, when did we do that?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wouldn't know what month this was because there was no season to reference where we were in time. Well, it's very weird.
It's so true because like for me, I'm a Canadian girl.
Sure.
I know my seasons and I love them. Okay. I love the snow. I want it all. So it's good. Everything's great in LA. LA is so funny though because I've had so many funny experiences. For instance, I was going to a juice bar and this guy...
Most LA thing that ever happened, by the
way.
Yeah,
right? Period, the end. That's the story. I was going to a juice bar to get a smoothie and this guy cut me off in the parking lot to get a spot.
All right.
He sped up and slammed into this parking spot. Sure enough, I was like, that guy, man, who was that? And so I get into the thing. I recognize the guy's like his like style from getting out of the car.
Right.
And he's like, smoothie for Jeremy. And it's Jeremy Piven.
That's funny.
And I was like, you are Entourage. Are your exact character in Entourage. I believe that you just cut me off in traffic. Another one, I was recently in a spin class, another LA thing. And I was looking at this girl before going in. And I was like, gosh, I recognize her. Man, we totally worked together or something. Like, I know her through somebody. And she's there. And I recognize this tattoo on her back. And I was like... I recognize that tattoo. Wait, I had a Barbie with that tattoo. Wait, what? Scary Spice?
Wait, what?
And it was Melanie B, and she was two bikes away from me, and I swear to you, the entire time, I had to, like, keep myself, like, I was holding my smile down. I was like, wait a sec. Like, when my lips were trembling, I was like, damn,
so the Barbie, her doll has the same tattoo as
you? Yeah.
That's really funny.
I like that that's what you took from the story.
I
was like eight. My Barbie had the same tattoos as her.
Attention to detail.
Yeah, I mean, they were pretty good. Like, the ginger one had her tattoos, too. It was pretty lit.
Okay.
So you are here for TIFF.
I am here for TIFF.
And what are you most excited about for TIFF?
Oh, gosh. You know, I always love a good Nicole Kidman moment, so I'm hoping that she'll be at the Goldfinch premiere on Sunday.
Yeah, she likes you a lot. You've had many conversations with her.
She's just an incredible person. I think deep down, I mean, I love her love with Keith. I love her. I think she's a good-hearted person. She's a great actress. So
yes.
I'm also looking forward to seeing Goldfinch, which I see today at 4 p.m. I'm seeing so many great movies. I'm also going to try and squeeze in Hustlers because I am hearing the most amount of buzz about this movie.
Wow. I was telling Jamar that Lainey loved it. And she said it is based on a true story.
Yeah.
It's everything and more. And that's Jennifer Lopez and Cardi B and, gosh, so many other people.
And I'm hearing from one of my friends, Kathleen, that if they heard from Cameron Bailey, basically, if the Academy is brave enough, they might nominate J-Lo.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Like, there's, like, big talks on this. I don't know if I was even supposed to say that, but I did. Because,
so
So the movie's about strippers. Can I make creepy references about how hot it is, or do I have to sound smart? Am I allowed to go, ooh, J-Lo?
That's an interesting point.
Or can I say, ooh, can't wait to see Cardi B on the pole? Or do I have to say, oh, the acting was just stellar.
There is nothing easy about a stripper pole.
Right. Okay.
So
okay,
I think this is a talent. This is a skill, a hard body skill. You have to be fit for that. So.
I'll go in that direction.
Yeah.
Hey, listener, we will see you tonight on E-Talk. We'll see you on the red carpet.
If you see me, wave at me.
For sure. You look great. So nice to hear your voice and get a big hug from you. E-Talk's on tonight on CTV at 7 o'clock.
Yes, yes. Those skilled stripper pole things.
I'm trying to get you out of
it. It's hot. Okay. What do you want me to say? It's hot. I think it's just how the human brain works. We start associating places, things, movies, songs, foods, sounds with people.
Sure.
Especially when it's so closely tied to your relationship. And that's what we're asking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a place or anything you won't do or somewhere you won't go? It's completely ruined because your ex ruined it for you. 104.5/36.
I'd say, I would bet in some cases a couple of restaurants. You've probably had your favorite restaurant and you're thinking, is that his domain or my domain? And no matter what, do I really want to go back to that restaurant? Well, it is one of my favorites, but you might run into him. So it could ruin that kind of location. What do you think, Caitlin?
I think that's a big one that we're getting a lot of texts on. A few people have said, I can't go to this restaurant anymore. Actually, one person texted in and said that they waited until he was on vacation so that they could go back to the restaurant without running into them. But they're nervous about when he's going to get back from vacation. They don't want to run into him there.
Oh,
wow.
That's interesting that you would know that to do that.
Yeah.
And you're so, you so love that restaurant.
An entire restaurant written off. I'm ashamed to say I had to almost, not had to, I almost wrote off an entire genre of music because of an ex. I had a bitter breakup with an ex. Bitter, bad, bad breakup. It was bad. And she was a super soca junkie, like love soca music. Bad, bad, bad. Loved it. And after this breakup, anytime I heard ting, 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 I was like, I was like, I don't want to hear. And it was a rough spot for me.
Yeah.
And I'm a DJ. So imagine I have to play like, and I'm playing one of her favorite songs at a party.
Yeah, because you have to. That's part of the thing.
My fingers like shaking to hit like Shal Marshall or Marshall Mantai. My fingers shaking. I'm like, ugh. And I had
that is hurtful.
It's so stupid.
But it's strong though. That feeling is so strong.
At least you can turn off a song, because I feel sorry for the texters who have written in and said that their ex ruined work. And that is why you shouldn't date people you work with.
Yeah.
Or school.
Train wreck.
Someone said, my ex transferred to my university. I'm here for 8 years and he's in the same program as me, FML.
Man, you got to tread lightly with relationships, mm-hmm. especially when you have shared interests or shared things like restaurants.
How about shared friends?
Oh, man. I didn't even get into that
one. I'll tell you something.
Some people go MIA.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to choose. And it's hard when you call them back because it's really uncomfortable because they've heard one side of the story. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know.
I've been through that.
I think we all have.
I've gone to an event after a breakup and noticed that everyone was kind of looking at me weird. And I was like, oh, you're on her side. Well, you know, it is what it is. Listen to this one. Someone said an entire country was ruined for them. A person, they were dating someone who was from Guyana.
Uh-huh.
And because, you know, he's of Guyanese descent and, you know, everything about the culture, she can't even smell the food. She can't even see or look at Guyanese accents here. The smell of Indian food, the sound of Indian music. She said she didn't want any of it. That's crazy. Ruined a whole country for you.
That is... epic.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I can't imagine a whole country.
The feelings are very strong.
Yeah,
and that's what happens. What your ex completely ruined for you.
The people have spoken.
The people have shouted at us. And it's an emotional topic. Yeah. It happens, you know. I got to say, Shawn Mendes and Camila, guys, if you're listening, keep this relationship tight. You got a hit song in, what's the title again? Oh, Senorita. And if they break up, God forbid, the song's ruined. What happened to John Mayer, Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't help who you love. That song will never play again. And if it does, it's just getting laughed at.
And think of John Mayer hearing Dear John by Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
He also can't probably watch Friends anymore because of Jennifer Aniston.
True.
No Friends reruns for John Mayer.
John Mayer can't participate in pop culture anymore.
He really can't.
Dating history.
No, he leaves a trail of bodies behind him.
Yeah. Well, that's his fault, by the way. I'm just going to say that.
It is.
So we think about people that have, you know, been ruined to go to restaurants or to go to certain events now because you're afraid they're going to be there, but you just don't want to go there anymore because the bad memories.
Mm-hmm. Texas says, my ex ruined the entire Italian culture for me. Even the food, so sad. He also ruined the song Drops of Jupiter by Train. That was a wedding song. Oh, wedding songs. Those hurt.
Ouch.
Wee.
Don't play that again.
Can you imagine?
A guy I dated in high school ruined Blink 182 for me because he loved that band. And I remember at any party in high school, if any of their songs came on, I was like, can you turn this off? And in retrospect, you know, it kind of did me a favor.
Blink 182.
Oh, stop. They're not that bad.
What was I singing to Jamar earlier?
After the love is gone. That is really how it works.
How can we carry on?
I know.
Anyway, you can carry on.
Darts, someone says. I was big into playing darts in Durham region between an ex-husband who plays and an ex-boyfriend who plays. I never want to see darts again. No, you're going about that the wrong way. Use the darts against them. Couple pictures, print them out. Bing, wow. Bing, bing. That's
yeah, no kidding.
All right.
Oh.
And you know, someone else said something really interesting. They say, aren't we giving the ex a little too much power over us? Yes, you're absolutely right about that. But we're petty. And that's what we do.
And it's so emotional. You just go, I just don't want to face it anymore.
And someone else pointed out, you can't have anything ruined by exes if you don't have any relationships.
That's a good idea. That's an approach.
That's a terrible laugh and such a terrible thing to say.
Yeah.
Exactly, Caitlin. Where do you find the humor in that?
Yeah, well, you know, we're all in our feelings. That's really what this is all about.
That's a real life hack right there.
True.
Do it. Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Brought to you by the Plastic Surgery Clinic.
Let me know, let me know.
That was Camila Cabello's song, Liar. Oof, that's a good one.
Nice. I love it.
That's not the only song she's released today. She's released another one called Shameless, and both are going to be off of her sophomore album, Romance.
Wait, she just dropped two songs at once?
Two songs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
What's she doing?
I don't know. She's getting ready to release this Romance album, I'll tell you that.
Do you think she'll come up on stage with Sean?
Okay, let's talk about this.
Okay,
She and Shawn Mendes are in town together,
uh-huh,
celebrating their romance just a few minutes away from us. They were making their way from, I think, his condo. He's got like a King West area condo.
Yeah.
They were going over to Early Bird Coffee just down at Portland and Queen West.
Like, oh, wow.
Very close to us.
Right there.
They were holding hands, and they stopped for a makeout session in the middle of a park. It was like a rom-com movie.
What park? Where? Where?
Okay.
Well, you know what? Like, this is probably her first time back in his hometown with him.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know if it's the first time, but it's a significant time. It's a romantic time. It means something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Suck some face.
They are very much together. I will tell you that.
What you gotta do.
You heard it from Jamar first. Suck some face.
Hey, but like, after you're done tongue kissing, please come to Chum so we can talk to you guys.
Yeah. We are down the street.
Yeah, we're right here. Just come on down. We'd love to talk to you.
Those aren't the only celebrities that you can see in town because TIFF has begun. So King Street between Peter and University all closed. The celebrities have landed. This year, you know, Matt Damon, Christian Bale, Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, Natalie Portman, Daniel Craig, J-Lo. The list goes on and on. Like, there are so many amazing things happening in the city, all starting today. And you can still get tickets if you go to tiff.net/available. There are still lots of tickets left if you want to see a movie. And the films that have the most buzz heading into the festival, this is from our friends at Twitter, mm-hmm, the most searched for, talked about on Twitter films are Joker, Knives Out, Uncut Gems, Endings, Beginnings, and then Hustlers.
Mm.
And Twitter's actually hosting a really cool event on Saturday at Assembly Chef's Hall. I'm going to go, so is Meredith Shaw, and it's going to be a full panel of the cast of Hustlers. And it's talking about women in film. It's called She Inspires. Like, it's not just movies and red carpets, but it's actually a ton of events happening.
Yeah, I'm going to be hosting something with Jane Fonda next week.
So
she's coming in for L'Oreal. So they're not coming in for, she's not coming in for the film festival, but it just happens to be there.
Yeah.
So many things going on.
So many things.
Stars all over the place.
All over.
Yep. Okay. From movies to tennis, we want to wish a congratulations to Mississauga's own Bianca Andreescu. She's advanced to the semifinals at the U.S. Open. She came from behind last night. She won that match, and she's now going to be, I think, the first teenager in a decade to make it to the semifinals at the U.S. Open, and she's Canadian.
Love it.
So that is awesome. And last but not least, Facebook is trending because, like Instagram, they are considering hiding the number of likes that a post gets. They say they think it would remove pressure from users and let them post more honestly.
Facebook confirmed that it is considering removing likes from its site. Said users, then why am I even having this baby?
Oh, that's so real. Someone is having a baby just for Instagram. I know they are.
Can I mention what's trending for me?
Sure.
Okay, yes, please.
I think it's really important.
What is it?
Today is the beginning of the NFL season. The
100th
season, and it's going to be the Bears and the Packers today.
All right.
Tonight.
Big
matchup. I just want to let you know, I'm very excited about
epic,
that.
Epic battle right there.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, I need to mention something for the Camila Cabello fans.
Okay,
I just want to remind,
sure,
let's harness social media for a second. Back when I was living in Chicago and I was working there, I got word that Camila Cabello had never had a quinceañera before, the quintessential Latina celebration. So when she came to the radio station, I threw her first and only quinceañera, her own quince.
That's your 15th birthday. That's
15th
a big
birthday.
Yes.
Big birthday.
They,
so,
they get really dressed up for that. And everything.
Huge event.
Yeah.
So with that said, Camila, you owe me. So anyone who follows her, just let her know the guy that threw her to quince would love her to come to Chum.
Oh, that's great. Do you have a picture of that?
I do.
Better post that.
To go with the guilt that I'm giving her.
Yes,
that's okay.
Hey! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Oh.
Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.